Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, I'm still in County Louth. I've wandered out to the beautiful Victorian village of Greenore, and I'm in the Greenore Co-op, the Maritime Museum and Victoria Tea Rooms. I'm delighted to be joined by Brian and Anne Larkin. And this is an amazing place. It's very hard to describe. It's like I've gone back in time into an old railway museum. There's beautiful Victorian china on the tables. This is an amazing place. Brian, tell us, how did all this get here?
Well, what you've entered into here today is Greenore Village, which is the only example in Ireland of a purposely constructed, self-contained form of Victorian railway village, constructed by the London North Western Railway Companies as a means of commerce between Ireland and the British Isles.
So if I understand it correctly, what would have happened in the old days, and this is back in the late 1800s, very wealthy people from London would have got the train to Holyhead, they would have got the boat to Greenore, they would have then got the train, and this train, this Victorian train, built by the London Northwestern Line, and got that to Belfast. And that trip could have been done in, what, 24 hours?
Yes, they maintained that within 24 hours you could leave your office in London and go through the whole system. I think 15 hours, to be exact, you could go right through the whole system and be in your office in Belfast 15 hours after leaving your office in London.
And these houses here, Brian, these are all sort of railway, it's a terrace of railway cottages. The architecture is absolutely beautiful.
Yes. Well, self-contained, we had our own police barracks, we had our own school. We had the co-op where we actually sit here at the moment, which was the local shop, and in the cellar is where they used to bottle the wines and spirits, and upstairs in the assembly hall, whatever happened locally was celebrated, and at the bottom of the street we actually had a church as well.
Wow.
So all the residents of Greenore of that time, the railway families, were all well catered for in that direction.
Let's talk to Anne now. Anne, this business that you have here, you're here since 1992. It was a shop. Now it's a cafe, it's a restaurant, and it's a museum. Tell us a little bit about who visits here and what goes on here on a daily basis.
Well, on a daily basis, we could have many people with the ferry. We could have a tour of people from the north, south. A lot of people, historical groups, common ladies groups, we treat them to a cup of tea. We talk about the old railway town. We go upstairs, there's a little film that tells the formation of the railway. We come back down, we would dress up in the old Victorian outfits, the hats and the shawls, and we have all the crack of the day then talking about Victorian times, and we end up in the cellar with the model railway. Now, if it's a nice day, we would walk around Greenore Village and in our Victorian outfits, and we cause quite a stir.
Fantastic. And it really is like stepping back in time here. Now, I understand that in the basement here that there's a model railway line that's to scale. It shows Dundalk, and I think Greenore might be under construction. But could we go downstairs and have a look at that, Brian?
Absolutely. We go downstairs, surely, yes.
Now, what you hear there is the express steam train. I believe it held an English record. So we're in the basement, and what we have here is a full miniature railway setup. Talk to us about what we're looking at here, if you would.
Well, what you have, the layout you have here is the Quay Street. This is the section from Dundalk to Greenore, or Greenore to Dundalk. So what you have, the layout here is Quay Street Station and St. Gerard's Square here, built to scale. And then we travel out across the bridges, and we travel out to the Cooley Peninsula. So we come to the Bush and to Grange and on down into Greenore at the bottom as we circumvent the whole table.
So who built this beautiful replica to scale, this miniature version? There must have been hours and hours of construction here.
Yes, well, a group of fine gentlemen that were involved and aligned with Dundalk DKIT, or Regional College Dundalk as it was then. They started off to get it going, and has significant interest in this. And then we had local men like Kevin McShane and Patsy Duffy, were very much in the local end of it, and they came together and constructed what you see. Dr. Joan Connolly was one of the main players as well at the time.
It's a lovely backdrop for you to tell your history and to tell your story, because you can show people visually, and people can see the train and, as you said, Quay Street and the station in Dundalk and all the bridges on the way out. So it's a lovely way to tell the story visually.
Yes, well, we find it better that they come along and we tell them the story. They see the photographs, they see it in miniature and action, but they can actually live it and see it. That's the experience we're trying to provide.
Well, Brian and Anne, thank you very much. Anne is actually at the controls of the train here. She's deciding which track it goes on and all that. So Anne and Brian, thank you very much for letting us into your Victorian world out here in this beautiful village of Green Ore. Thank you so much. We've had a wonderful time here.
Thank you very much, and you're very welcome.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.